On World No Tobacco Day, the World Health Organization is reminding that unless action is taken, 8 million people will die from smoking every year by 2030. More than 80% of these preventable deaths will be among people living in low- and middle-income countries. Speaking to the press in Geneva, Dr. Aida Urekli from WHO said large tax increases can significantly impact public health.
A global 50% increase in taxes on cigarettes would lead to 49 million fewer smokers and save 11 million lives. One of WHO's highest priorities in tobacco control is to prevent young people from starting to use tobacco.
Dr. Urekli added this is especially important for developing countries with large and growing young populations. South Africa, she explained, is one African country to have implemented a tax on tobacco, which in 16 years was increased from 32 to 52%. She said other African governments are also very much willing to work with WHO to take the tax policy forward.
It is just amazingly how sensitive the governments in Africa are on tobacco taxes as being a health tool. And in recent evidence, the Gambian government has increased the taxes significantly high that really generated a higher prices, and they have also achieved expected reduction in their consumption level.
The World Health Organization is also insisting that the effectiveness of higher taxes is enhanced when it's part of a comprehensive tobacco control strategy. Dr. Armando Peruga, also from WHO, said tax policies are the most cost-effective among all measures, but it's only one measure among many.
There has to be a series of measures that go from smoke-free environments, health warnings, enforcement of tobacco advertising, promotion and bans. Smoking in movies and in TV is one a great concern, and that's why WHO continues to call on a policy on trying not to have those images on purpose unless it obeys to a necessary artistic element.
So far in 2014, only 8% of the world's population reportedly live in countries with sufficiently high tobacco taxes. Stephanie Kutrix, United Nations.